We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Professionals. That's where we come in. Introducing Zaxby's new chicken finger tacos. One comes with pico de gallo and creamy chipotle ranch. And the other comes with bacon, lettuce, tomato, and avocado ranch. Chicken experts since 1990. Chicken taco experts since now. Order yours today in the Zax Rewards app. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shot Nurse can help with lipo B12 injections, increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With three locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
It's the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event, and you won't find a better bang for your buck. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike and get 43 mpg highway and 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $17,980 or $299 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, $26,530 or $379 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, we Gossett. $26,530 or $379 a month. And get vacation ready in 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander. $29,900 or $399 a month. Plus peace of mind with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike and 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett.
84-month, 500 military rebate, 500 loyalty, and 500 trade and assist Mirage. RHO 10843, MSRP 18480, Sport RU1 11873, MSRP 28030, Outlander RCO 63695, MSRP 314, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license, CD for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789 or biglou.com.
Memphis's number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Thanks to Jeff Crane for popping in. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to? Whoops. Chris.
Oats.
There you are. Let's try it again.
Hello?
Hello, Chris.
That's Heat Wave by Martha and the Vandellas, a classic Motown summer song. Martha Reeves, 83 years old today.
By the way, speaking of Memphis music, I saw that the Aretha Franklin's birthplace home was sold. Have you been there before? I've been there before to see it. Have you seen the home? And should we claim Aretha Franklin? What do you think about Aretha Franklin and her roots in Memphis, which were only until she was an infant?
Which of those three questions should I answer first?
The nice thing is you get to pick. You know, it's like a right. It's like a shooting gallery. You just pick off whatever you can.
I have been there. I've written about it. I wrote, you know, this has been an ongoing saga for years, and I've written about it in the past. I wrote a news story, like a print newspaper news story in the CA about it at one point. Uh-huh. And so it's been an ongoing thing. I have been there. Aretha, Aretha is such an enormous figure in American music that, like, if you can claim her, like, claim her, you know?
Right.
But she is not, her music is not really of Memphis, other than, like, she's steeped in sort of that Southern gospel tradition, because her father was a noted minister, and, you know, she lived in Memphis when she was born, and they moved, I don't know, before she was two, sometime very early on, and lived mostly, I think, in Detroit. Her music's not particularly, you don't really associate it with a specific place as much.
Right.
You know, her greatest recordings happened in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
We're struggling with Chris. We're going to try again. The house is a sort of a tiny little decrepit house. But the birthplace is the birthplace. Like, it's not, you know, it is the birthplace. And that story of moving south to the Midwest is a quintessential American story, to Detroit or Chicago or whatever. And so I think Chris is right. If you can claim her, you can go ahead and claim her. We had a story by King Jameson in the Daily Memphian today about her house being sold. And hopefully it's going to be refurbished and it'll become something, maybe. Jeffrey, are we going to, we're going to struggle here with Chris, we think? Chris, let's try this again.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, and so, Aretha is part of, like, the Southern soul tradition, even though she is not as much a Southerner in terms of how she grew up. But she's also, like, maybe the greatest singer in recorded music. She was actually pulled out. Notable thing preserving, like, I'm a little skeptical of the idea of keeping it in place and thing. You drive by and look at it. I wonder about that. I think as a tourist thing, can you still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, sort of. Go ahead. Carry on. Persist. Yes.
Yeah, nevertheless, I persisted. As a tourist thing, the idea of relocating it to part of the Stax campus sort of makes more sense to me. But if you really want to preserve something, part of the story is where it is. And so, right. I don't know really what the right answer to that is. But it's been an ongoing saga for many years.
All right, before we get to the NBA, the other question I wanted to ask you about was Emmys came out yesterday. The Bear, 23 Emmy nominations. It's funny. It said the most ever for a comedy, beating 30 Rock. Is The Bear a comedy?
I don't think of it as a comedy. No.
No.
It's funny. That is of life has elements of, like, you know, comedy and drama in it. But no, I do not conceive of The Bear as a comedy.
So the two big winners, or at least the two big nominees, were The Bear and Shogun. I know you have seen and liked The Bear. I don't know how much, I think we're up to three seasons now, and I don't know how many of you've watched. So what do you, Have you gotten through all of The Bear? And does it hold up? And then have you ever watched Shogun?
There's season 3 came out recently. This thing where they drop it all at once, which I don't like. I like it better when shows come out like once a week. It came out when I was in Memphis, and I was waiting until my wife and I were in the same place so we could watch it together. So we watched the first episode of season 3 a few days ago, and then she had to leave for a work trip. So we're going to try to plow through it here in the next couple weeks. I've been mixed responses to season 3. I really liked the first episode, but I haven't watched beyond that. Shogun, everyone says, is really good. I tried to watch it when it came out, but it was in the middle of when I was trying to pack my house up. And it was I didn't have the bandwidth. The multiple languages and the multiple, it was just complicated for me in that mode. But I do plan to give it a second chance.
All right, we may have an abbreviated session with Chris today, but we'll carry on. Grizzlies win again, as you point out. How did you phrase it there? The summer bears are ravaging the campground again, or whatever you said on Twitter.
The Bears.
Bears of summer. I keep calling them that. Jeffrey, I think we're going to have to say goodbye to Chris today. What do you think? It's kind of too much. I think it's too much. Chris, we're going to talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
He's desperately breaking up. Jeffrey, what is your assessment of that?
It was pretty difficult.
It was pretty bad today. We can catch up. We'll catch up with him tomorrow and get his thoughts on all of that.
When you've already guaranteed that Zach Edey will have played again.
Yeah, we'll have a here we'll do a little Grizzlies talk just to and I also want to revisit some of what Jeff Green said. So, real quick. On the Grizzlies, just to summarize, once again, they win again last night, 104-98. They are undefeated after being 1-2 in Utah.
Yeah.
Right? They are undefeated in Las Vegas. The bright lights obviously agree with them. Last night, it was Gigi with 27, Scottie Pippen Jr. with 25. And now here's the position they're in. They are one of five teams that is 3-0. But in the end, four teams advanced to the Final Four, or what we'll call the Summer Four, or whatever you want to call it, which begins Saturday. So if they win tonight, they will be one of the teams that is in very good position to advance, particularly because it comes down to point differential.
Right.
And their point differential is plus 15.3. They have been destroying people. If they win tonight over a New Orleans team, and they are favored by 9, a winless New Orleans team, if they win tonight, when I've already guaranteed that Zach Edey will play, even by a single point, they will almost certainly advance. Not that we really care. Who gives a damn? Except we would get to see him play some more. They will advance to play in the semifinals Saturday, and then the finals are Sunday. In terms of storylines from the summer, let's be honest. Jake LaRavia, good. Scottie Pippen Jr., good. Gigi Jackson, rough start. Since then, good. Total breath of fresh air. Zach Edey, very limited sample size. Wonderfully good. Right? Isn't that basically where we are?
Yeah. I think in the end, most of Summer League has been exceptionally positive.
I think it has mostly been exceptionally positive. Right. What's interesting then is you go to these power ratings that are starting to come out. Right? And I mentioned the other day the one at The Athletic, and I think I said they were 18th or something, which kind of shocked me. But then I went and I double-checked. It's just incredible. Let me ask you, Jeffrey. Here's the question, okay? If I was to ask you, first tier is contenders. I think contenders legitimately means contenders. You could imagine them winning a championship,
yeah,
right?
I agree.
Who is a contender?
Boston obviously is a contender. I think you have to say Oklahoma City, even though I'm still kind of like, I want to see a little.
You have to say Oklahoma City.
Just because roster, whatnot. I think at that point, then you start to get into this conversation of, are the Knicks, are the Sixers, are the Mavericks, Timberwolves, and Nuggets all on that same tier? I would kind of put it as like a secondary tier, but I think most people would put them on.
Don't you think, in fact, if I was coming up with my own tiers, it would be defending champion and favorites, Boston Celtics, on their own tier.
Yeah. I agree.
Right?
Because, I mean, to me, when we keep talking about the West being a competitive enterprise, like, yes, it's obviously the amount of good teams.
Right.
Is,
and then you'd say contenders, meaning really maybe Oklahoma City should be on it alone on its. But they, what do you do? So here's what they have. The Athletic has Boston, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Minnesota, and Denver all as contenders, but not Philadelphia, not Milwaukee.
Yep.
Like, aren't they every bit, depending on the way the things go, aren't they possible? The next one is brink of contention, and that's where they put the Bucks, the Sixers, and the Knicks. Should they be on a different tier than Dallas and Minnesota?
I think in the end, I'm okay with putting them on a different tier because they have to get through Boston.
The stunning one here is brink of contention also has the New Orleans Pelicans in it.
Yeah, and I just...
Which is just stupid.
They could emerge
as contenders, but the idea that they are brink of contention in a way that that the Grizzlies are not, just for example, is absurd. Then they have playoff teams. So far we've gotten the contenders. Boston, Oklahoma City, Dallas, Minnesota, Denver. Then we get brink of contention. Knicks, Pelicans, Sixers, Bucks. We're up to 9. Then we get playoff teams, which I guess means lock playoff teams.
Yeah, I think top 6 in each league.
Pacers, Magic, Suns, Warriors, Kings, Cavs. We have yet to get to the Grizzlies.
Yeah, and I mean, why are we certain?
Then you get play-in tournament teams or better, Lakers, Clippers, and then your Memphis Grizzlies at 18.
Yeah, I don't understand why the Warriors were a play-in team this year. Like, why are they that much better?
What's funny is that if you actually read the words suggest it shouldn't be there. The Grizzlies are going to be better simply because we saw Ja Morant will be back in action. We saw his impact on the team in his 9 appearances last season before his season-ending shoulder surgery. 6-3 record, improved team's net rating by 7.4 points in 318 minutes. It was a reminder of how dynamic Morant is. A healthy Grizzlies team is a playoff squad.
Yes.
That's just true. So why are they in the play-in? Why are they assuming ill health on the part of the Grizzlies? The words are the healthy Memphis team is a playoff team. Why then are they in play-in tournament teams or better? It is true that if they're not healthy, they will be play-in or whatever else, or maybe out. But that is true of every other team too.
Well, I mean, to me, like the Pelicans, like, are we really sure Zion's going to stay healthy
again?
Who is
more likely to be healthy?
Yeah. Well, Zach Lowe now has a piece up today, the 7 most under-discussed teams in the NBA, and he puts the Grizzlies as his second team.
Interesting.
I keep hearing how the first 4 seeds in the West belong to the Thunder, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Nuggets, and the Dallas Mavericks. The Phoenix Suns tend to be mentioned next, followed by lamentations about the conference's aging California Lions. Did everyone forget about the Grizzlies? The Thunder probably sit in a tier of their own in terms of regular season projections, but the Grizzlies, presuming Ja Morant can stay on the floor, should vault right back into the mix for a top 4 seed. The Grizzlies finished number 2 in both 21-22 and the 22-23 seasons before injuries and Morant's 25-game suspension derailed them. The Morant, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson trio is a regular season wins machine. In Morant's absence, both Bane and Jackson stretched their offensive skill sets to the outer limits. That chipped away at their offensive efficiency, but the experience will help Morant back to restore the hierarchy.
Yeah, I feel very good about this Grizzlies team.
Yeah, I feel like...
And in fact, again, if you're talking about expectations, I think they have a better chance of meeting their expectations than either the other Memphis teams, just because their expectations for the Memphis Tiger football team, which we've talked about, are so extraordinarily high, it's hard to be the playoff team. And Memphis Tiger basketball, there's so many questions.
Well, to me, the other thing is, I know that this is not really quantifiable. I really like the fact that the Grizzlies this year are heading into the season with as kind of like a forgotten team. I think that's when this team's mindset, I think they play well in that role.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. All right. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we will, if we can get Kevin Street, I'll let
He's
him know
right.
we're a little short with Chris Harrington. We will talk to Kevin on the other side. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. And oh, we need a contestant.
Indeed, we do, Jeff.
Righter than right trivia. I've been thrown off by the phone issues.
Two tickets
Righter
for
than
the
right
FedEx.
Trivia. Yeah. We are giving away two tickets to the golf tournament.
Indeed, we are.
And they can be used any day of the golf tournament.
Right.
You could use them Sunday. You could go see the final round, the dramatic final round of the golf tournament, which starts the 15th, we believe, in August, and pushed back a little bit because of the Olympics. So two tickets to the golf tournament. See the best golfers in the world right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And all I have to do is be righter than right or play honorably. Phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. Play honorably or best Jeffrey, two tickets to the golf tournament. 445-0929. We'll do that when we return. Kevin Cerrito joins the show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? You've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of STP full synthetic oil with an STP extended life oil filter for just $29.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As school messes return, rest easy. Clorox has got your back to school.
Oh, no.
I'm back. That messy science experiment. And I brought baking soda, cornstarch.
And you're due tomorrow, right? Well, at least I stocked up on Clorox disinfecting wipes. Because you're not messing up my kitchen counters like last time.
Ooh, smart. Got any food coloring?
And off to the store we go.
Stock up on Clorox disinfecting wipes that clean 3 times better than wet paper towels on kitchen grease and soap scum. Use as directed.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, you can save on red, white, or black seedless grapes. They're on sale for $1.49 a pound with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Win your share of $700,000 in cash and free play this June and July at Southland Casino Hotel. Play the Summer Fun game Mondays through Thursdays to win instant prizes like free play, Friday drawing entries, or a chance at $500,000 cash. Plus, collect game pieces to unlock more prizes. Then come back for Friday Fun drawings to win your share of $25,000 cash each Friday at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 1-800-522-4700.
It's the season for fun, sun, and savings at the Volkswagen Savvy Summer Sales Event. Going on now at Gossett Volkswagen on the Pike, and I've got Jason, the main man marshal, on the phone to give you the lowdown.
Randy, I've got the 2024 Taos SE, $299 a month, 36 miles per gallon on the highway. 2024 Atlas Peak Editions, $5,000 off or just 0.9% APR for 60 months. And the new 2024 Tiguans, $3,000 off or just 1.9% APR for 60 months. And the list of savings goes on and on at Gossett. Plaza Volkswagen on Covenant Pike. And remember, no reasonable offer will be refused.
Summer fun has begun. Ask for Jason, the main man marshal at Gossett Volkswagen, 1875 Covington Pike, or online at GossettVWMemphis.com.
Where we're charging for it and charging less every day.
Cows MSRP, 30,811, peak 4250 VW customer cash rebate, 750 Gossett discount, peak $1,500 rebate, VW customer cash rebate, 500 Gossett discount. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details with approved credit. Dealer stock only. Offer expires end of the month.
The Gabe Kuhn Show, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m.
See, we're getting a new bridge. I-55 bridge.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Okay.
I know they had renderings out there, and you were asking me when we were talking about this off air, is it going to be a brand new bridge, or is it just going to be like a remake of the old one? Because it's the old I-55 bridge that they're going for. I would say $393.75 million would say brand new bridge. Because we did have a break, a fracture in the other. What was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah, that was wild.
We need to be careful. I'm glad the infrastructure, you know, throwing more money at infrastructure, not a bad thing. Shout out to the Department of Transportation.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 is the best thing about my drive home.
Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. Did you know you can listen to all your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN shows anytime with the free Odyssey app featuring Rewind? Miss the Gabe Kuhn Show? Just rewind and listen whenever you want. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Want something framed? Listen, you know the answer by now. It's the Frame Corner, and I've been telling you stories, triumphant Frame Corners, tales of framed fishing lures and framed arrowheads. And so if you've got your kid's baseball jersey or graduation photos or whatever it is that you need framed, head on into the Frame Corner. Frame Corner Memphis is the place for custom framing. You can walk in and buy a frame if you like, but their specialty is custom framing. They're at 5035 Park Avenue. FrameCornerMemphis.com. Joined now by Kevin Cerrito. He is the impresario of fun and games here in Memphis, Tennessee. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Jeff and Jeffrey. Great to have both of y'all here this morning.
It's a rare moment. It's a rare feat. We didn't have Chris Harrington, though, really. Sort of. Yeah. Only sort of. You know,
it's that time of year.
We work through things here. Obstacles are just things to overcome. Kevin, that's how I think about it. What are you and your people up to these days?
You sound like an SEC coach after an SEC media day.
Exactly right.
We've got so much going on. Tonight we got a new trivia location starting up. So Long Shot, which is a really cool bar downtown, just closed. It's added to the list of, there's been so many local restaurants closed in 2024. I mean, the list keeps growing. It's very unfortunate news. Support your favorite local restaurant, y'all. They need your support. But Long Shot closed recently. Their former chef has opened up a new restaurant, Evergreen Grill. He's taken over the Evergreen Grill there in Midtown. We're going to start doing trivia there tonight. So his food is awesome if you've never tried it. So we'll be out there tonight debuting trivia at the Evergreen Grill. You can see our full schedule at CerritoEntertainment.com. And also, we're continuing our rooftop series. Jeff, we didn't tell you about this. We're doing music bingo on the roof. You were out last week when we were talking about it. We're doing music bingo on the roof of the Hyatt Hotel downtown, overlooking the Mississippi River. You get to see the sunset view, and then you get to see the new bridge light up once the sun goes away and win some awesome prizes. So I'll be out there tonight as well. This weekend's the Wild Card Rumble. So much is going on. The Wild Card Rumble for 901 Wrestling. Get your tickets now, 901wrestling.com. It's always the one of the biggest events of the year for professional wrestling in this town. But one of the biggest events on radio every week is this right here, Rider the Right Trivia.
Yes, that is true. Jeffrey, do we have a contestant?
We do, Jeff. Let's welcome Noah in Memphis to the program.
Hello, Noah. Good to have you. Are you in a car driving around?
Maybe coming home from South Haven.
I'm only just a little, after our recent Harrington experience,
skittish.
I'm a little skittish. I got a little PTSD, but we're going to hope for the best, and I wish you and Jeffrey both the best, mostly you, Noah, and I'll turn things over to Kevin.
This is Right or the Right Trivia. Your job is to get more right than Jeffrey. If so, you will win. We got golf tournament tickets we're giving away this morning. Of course, really, you just got to play fair. It is the current events era of Right or the Right Trivia. Last week we did, was it the easy questions or hard questions last week?
Either we did way, easy.
They were easy for Jeffrey because he ended up with the victory. But we've got the current events again today. I'm going to give you a choice of two categories. No, or whatever you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey and vice versa. Not vice versa, but you could steal. That's where the vice versa comes in. You could steal from Jeffrey once if he misses it and vice versa. So I jumped ahead there. All right. Music or movies for you, Noah? Which category would you like? Music or
movies?
Movies, now playing at a Malco near you. Day One is the latest installment of what movie franchise?
A Quiet Place.
Now that is correct. Point for Noah.
Jeffrey, he looks like you have your hands full right away.
He was
confident when he said that, too. He's just sort of a Quiet Place. Yeah, okay, go ahead. 1-0.
Music for you, Jeffrey. Shaboozy has made history as the first black male recording artist to simultaneously top Billboard's Hot 100 and Hot Country charts. The title of this song at the top of the charts is a bar song, followed by what word in parentheses. So the name of the song is a bar song. It's got what word in parentheses after the phrase a bar song.
It's the 2003 Tipsy.
Tipsy is correct. A bar song, Tipsy.
We got a tilt on our hands. Back and forth we go, 1-1.
Shaboozy is the artist. All right, we're going to science or celebrities for you, Noah.
Science.
What is the name of the storm that slammed into Texas recently, becoming the earliest Category 5 hurricane on record?
Was it Heather?
That is not.
Jeffrey's ready to jump.
Yeah, I'm going to steal Beryl.
Beryl is correct.
We're now officially just putting letters together.
You don't think Beryl's a word, a name?
I've never seen that name in my life.
I know a name. One of my son's best friends is Beryl.
Okay.
Really?
More I know.
Yeah, well, yeah, Beryl.
Well, there you go.
Not like roll out the, but the other kind of Beryl. Anyway, Jeffrey has a lead 2-1 and control of the board.
It just might, Jeffrey, that might just be like you just forced you to have your daughter. You start learning new names as the kids grow up. Like, oh, I didn't even know that name was a name. All right, so celebrities going to you, Jeffrey. Whoopi Goldberg revealed recently she defied the rules and scattered some of her mother's ashes. Where? Celebrities, again, Whoopi Goldberg. She recently revealed that she defied the rules and scattered some of her mother's ashes. Where?
I think it's Disneyland. Disneyland, final answer.
Disneyland is correct.
3-1 opens up a little bit of a lead here over Noah. Not
specifically
Beryl.
Was on the It's a Small World attraction.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah,
it's nice for around the people.
Around the world or around the United States, Noah, looking for a comeback.
Around the United States.
Around the U.S., there was a summit last week in Washington celebrating what the 75th anniversary. What group had this summit?
Party.
That is incorrect. Jeffrey, you've already stolen.
NATO.
It was the NATO summit in Washington 75.
Can't steal, though, Jeffrey. Right? So you already got
no, yeah.
Yeah, still no just 3-1. Over to Jeffrey.
Around the world, Trader Joe's famous everything but the bagel seasoning mix is in the news because it's banned in South Korea due to what ingredient that is considered a narcotic substance?
Poppy seeds?
Poppy seeds is correct.
4-1. I never understood everything but the bagel seasoning. The best
it's
part of an
tasty.
Everything bagel is the bagel.
Yeah, the salt and the salt.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too much.
We have the seasoning.
It's a combination.
It's a fine combination if you have it on the bagel. The bagel mellows it out.
No question.
You know what I mean?
The bagel's the primetime player.
All right, it's 4-1 though. I think suddenly Noah's looking up at Jeffrey. We're in the last round of regulation.
Right, so Poppy Seeds is the answer there. Shout out to Elaine Bennis. The last round of regulation, we have TV or books, Noah, for a chance to get another point.
TV.
What Paramount Plus series starring Sylvester Stallone as a former mob boss building a new crime empire in Oklahoma made its broadcast debut on CBS this week?
Oh, God, I even know this. I don't know.
Do you know this one, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I do. Tulsa King.
Tulsa King.
What does that mean? It made its debut? Is it being rerun?
They were showing it. They showed it on Sunday.
Yeah, so it's a show that – so it's on Paramount Plus, the streaming service, and I guess if you're successful there in the summer, they'll put you on
– they don't have programming.
Is it an active show, or is it just bring out – Is it good?
It's a hit. I mean, I haven't watched it, but it's a hit.
4-1, if Jeffrey could keep stealing, it'd be 6-1, but he can't. Over to Jeffrey.
Yeah, the new season will debut this fall, and so maybe we'll see ads for it during football. We'll see. Books.
Hooray.
Donald Trump has picked his running mate, who is currently an Ohio senator, but he was previously best known as the author of what best-selling book?
Hillbilly Elegy.
That is correct. Jeffrey dominant in the news.
That's a pretty dominant performance by Jeffrey. It's 5-1, but people get mad if I cut this short, so we're going to go into the playoff round. I'm going to assume Noah's betting his one. Jeffrey is also betting his one. The lead seems insurmountable, but we'll go over to Noah first.
Yeah, I don't know how we get it.
I don't know how math works, but that doesn't seem like it's going to work out well for Noah. Yeah.
I can't figure out the path to victory here for Noah. But we've got animals is the final category. You want question A or B, Noah?
A.
A?
He picked A. Yeah.
He picked A. That's right. All right. A, Finland. Finland just hosted the 11th annual national championship. For what activity? Where competitors perform dressage routines.
Dressage. Dressage. The word is dressage. Mm-hmm. I can help there. Yeah, I know that. Go ahead.
What did I say? Oh, I'm sorry.
Dressage.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You
said
dressage.
Yeah. Dressage. Dressage. That's dressage. I apologize.
Go ahead.
Dressage. Uh-huh. And complete. Thank you. That's what you're here for. That's where you're
for the
play-by-play.
Of the.
Corrections. Yes. Yeah, you're the judge. Steeplechase courses with wooden stick. With a wooden stick horse rather than a live one. What is it? What's the name of this competition? I'm done with this question. Finland has a competition. It's the 11th annual competition.
Where they use wooden horses.
With a wooden stick horse instead of a live horse.
What's the name of the competition?
What type of, what do you call that? It's a very competitive, I wouldn't say, I don't know, sport necessarily.
Equestrian? I'm not sure.
Equestrian. He's going equestrian. It is sort of equestrian, but with sticks.
That sounded the correct word for this. Jeffrey, do you know this?
I was guessing like the Trojan War, just because wooden horses.
Get ready, practice, and plan your next trip to Finland for hobby horsing.
Hobby horsing. I don't blame Noah for missing that.
That one's
over tough. To Jeffrey to see if he can put the finishing touches on this victory.
But my prediction, hobby horsing is the next pickleball. Mm-hmm. So that's my prediction right here on the Jeff Goldman Show. Around the U.S., let's go around the U.S. A rare white baby of what animal was just born in Yellowstone National Park, which is a sign of good things to come, according to Lakota prophecy?
Let's see. Yellowstone. I'll say buffalo.
You will say the correct answer, and you will win again, Jeffrey, here today.
I'm not giving him credit. It's bison. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to keep this close. Noah played honorably. I don't think there's any doubt about that, Jeffrey, right?
Indeed, he did.
We'll send him off to the golf tournament.
Yeah, Noah, I've got your information, so thanks, the tip should come via email.
Appreciate it. Kevin, how do people figure out where you're going to be?
Get the full schedule of upcoming music bingo and trivia nights. We now play trivia Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Music bingo throughout the week. And don't forget the Wild Card Rumble with 901 Wrestling is happening this Saturday night. It's the over-the-top rope battle royal. The winner gets a shot at any 901 title at any time. Plus, there's other awesome matches on the card. You don't want to miss it out at Black Lodge, 901wrestling.com. Tickets available. Still, not many. Get them while you can.
CerritoEntertainment.com. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. All right. We are going to take a break here in a moment. Before we do that, let me tell you, would you like a 5% checking account? I would. And you can have it over at Leaders Credit Union. Earn up to 5% APY with Champion Rewards checking from Leaders Credit Union. Yes, 5% on your checking account. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, easy access to your money through their mobile app. And I tell you that is just an example, because that's what happens. When you have an institution that doesn't exist to make money, it's a credit union. They can't send money. They exist literally only for the benefit of their members. All the money is poured back into either better services, better rates, better technology, It's why my wife Claire recently headed over to Leaders, the one in Bartlett, and signed up there. She wanted to do it in person, but honestly, they got incredible online technology. You don't have to be in person. They also have a new branch that's opening up. They broke ground recently in Arlington. So if you're fed up with your financial institution, or if you need a car loan or a housing loan or something else, get in touch with the folks at Leaders. LeadersCU.com/ESPN. LeadersCU.com/ESPN for full details. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins, your 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Zach Edey.
Wow.
From Toronto.
All right. Wow.
Purdue University.
Brontosaurus fan, you've done your job. That's Edey.
You got him messed up, bro. He ain't that slow. You're like the Brontosaurus, like, turns around after the asteroid hit. It's too late. Like, he's got awareness, bro. He can make read.
Brontosaurus smart enough to get away from that T-Rex?
Yes, I don't know. I have to read up on that.
Yeah, do it.
But my bottom line, I think this is an A for the Grizzlies. I think it's an A.
Calm down.
That's my grade.
All of a sudden, I'm with you, but calm down a little bit. Let's see how long he can.
He's going to be a hell of a.
How long we can keep him out there.
He's going to be a fan favorite, except for the Tennessee fans who are currently in Nancy Pelosi's office.
They had to get over because Connect dropped so far.
Yes.
So they had to get over.
The Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 a.m. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ES.
Listen, we all love sports. That's why we're here. We love them so much, we never want them to stop. But before football cranks up, there are fewer and fewer games. FanDuel, however, lets you keep the sports going whenever you want. All you have to do is open that app up and dream up bets anytime you're in the mood. And this summer, FanDuel is hooking up all customers. That's not just new customers. That's all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day. All summer long. It's over at FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and start making the most of your summer. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expirations. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
How many Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have been on the Talk Is Jericho podcast with me, Chris Jericho? Well, gee, let's see how many I can name off the top of my head. Metallica, Kiss, Slash, and Duff from Guns N' Roses. Angus Young, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You want more? I got so many more, but I'm all out of time right now. So come rock with me, Chris Jericho, on Talk Is Jericho. Listen to and follow now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Eh, too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you. Only at AutoZone.
Get in zone,
and what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
It's that time again. Summer sale, the semi-annual sale going on at Oak Hall. That's right. It may be only July, but we already have the semi-annual sale underway. So you can head on into Oak Hall, get your sports shirts, get your swimwear, whatever it is, and enjoy it all summer long. This only comes around twice a year, only once for spring and summer clothes at Oak Hall. The best values, the best clothes, the best people. It's the semi-annual sale at Oak Hall.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
The new Bluebell cookies and cream cheesecake is cheesecake ice cream with chocolate cookie crusted cheesecake pieces and chocolate cream filled cookies. Again, cheesecake ice cream with chocolate cookie crusted cheesecake pieces and chocolate cream filled cookies. Buy two.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Hayes Supermarket stores in Arkansas and Missouri and select area Food Right supermarkets.
You know, Kathy, when my friends shop for insurance, they usually say, I am so over this. Ugh.
What they should be saying is, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle.
Kathy and her team are great. They understand your frustrations with rising costs. Reach out and ask them to help you with a game plan to know what your coverage is and why it's important to you.
901-767-7744. Remember, I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show. Thanks to Jeff Crane for coming in earlier. It was interesting, Jeffrey. After the conversation we had Jeff Crane about the progress at the Liberty Bowl and about how things are going to be a little bit different this year and people should get in there and figure out where they may sit and get their seats because the capacity is going down to 32,000 this year. And let's be honest, there are a lot of games in the past 5 years that have been north of 32,000.
For sure.
Right? I mean, there's been a lot. It's not your typical game, but that's about typical, you know, whatever. I mean, most games are in the 20s, but you've had obviously a bunch of games in the 40s and 50s. And so 32,000 is much smaller. Anyway, we were talking about the excitement going into this football season, et cetera. And you and I both, someone tweeted at us, oh, congrats to Silverfield. He's so great. Can't wait for another mediocre 9-3-8-4 season filled with disappointing moments. He's had the best QB in the conference for years and hadn't sniffed the championship game. Stop parading that guy.
I don't feel like we've paraded him. I think we've credited him.
What's interesting is that there's still some residual. Here's the truth. A year ago, there was great skepticism about Ryan Silverfield, and I would say most fans were down on Ryan Silverfield, and you and I shared in that skepticism.
Well, I mean, they had to release, the press release of why they were bringing him back.
Yeah. And the skepticism was deserved. He took a program that was here, I'm lifting my left hand way up in the air, and he turned it into a program that was here, and I'm moving my right hand just kind of in the air, you know, whatever. The program was diminished under Ryan Silverfield. No question about it. It was diminished. They weren't going to championship games. They weren't scoring 50 points a game anymore. Like, it was not as much fun. And it is interesting to have to have be able to have reversed that with a season that didn't see him get to the championship game.
Yeah.
That's no easy trick. And so I'm not even saying that it's, you know, this is not Nick Saban we're dealing with here. This is not Mike Norvell at Florida State, right? Like where there was skepticism about him. He turned it around with the season that he had last year.
Yeah.
Ryan turned it around with a season, nothing like that. So I'm not saying I'm completely 100% sold. But I also think you have to be fair. And, for example, when this cynic here says he's had the best QB in the conference for years and hadn't sniffed the championship game, you know who gets credit for that QB?
The guy who,
A, recruited him, and B, kept him.
Yeah. In an era where it seems impossible to keep.
Impossible to keep your guys. If he had left, you would have just shrugged and said, how do you keep a guy like that? So keeping him is part of the deal. And indeed, I would say it is, in fact, maybe the biggest part of the deal.
Absolutely.
It's the double-digit wins. But even then, you're kind of like, I saw those wins. You know what I mean? Like,
I do think it's also true to say this. He is getting a lot of mileage out of a bowl win.
I was going to say, it's a double-digit win. But really, it's the bowl win over a credible team. You know, it wasn't this. They didn't beat Bowling Green, you know? And a persuasive bowl win. And
you were fortunate that bowl win was in front of your fans.
And then the recruiting that has followed.
Yes.
Both in re-recruiting your own players, Rock Taylor, totally Seth, agree. All of them, and then in bringing in new players. So I was enthusiastic. I hoped for the best when they hired him. I then was disappointed at the way things went. And now I'm hopeful that, my God, he's that sort of coach who finds his way, you know, five seasons in with the help of the NIL money and all of that. And I don't know, if you're being fair, you're just being grudging if you're not at least hopeful and enthusiastic about what this season might bring. And certainly if you're not giving him credit for Seth Hennigan.
Yes, I'm in complete agreement with everything he said. Co-signed.
So in terms of the stadium itself, interesting to me, you know, the way these things work is it was requested that Jeff Crane come in here. Like, I loved having Jeff Crane. And the fact that he came in studio, I love hearing from Jeff Crane. It'll be interesting to see what he does with his decisions going forward, you know, whether he wants to work with Ed Scott or not. An incredible amount to be done over there going into this. I'll be honest. I've covered the football stadium project, and it hadn't quite dawned on me how different things were going to be this year. Like, the fact that everything above row 25 is going to be demolished and they're going to be down to 32,000. Like, we all knew the press box stuff was happening. Nobody cares. Who cares if you sit over on that side or if you sit on this side? Doesn't matter. But if the media people are sitting. But this is absolutely going to impact everyday fans. Already has. A lot of the season ticket holders have been moved. Anyone above the top 25 rows have been moved to the other side. And then that side will feel different. Even if you remained in your old seat, if the whole thing is demolished before the season begins, it's going to be a very different football season. Now, at Northwestern, they're going to have a very different football season.
Yes, they are.
Because there... Like, they're rebuilding the stadium at Northwestern in such a way that they don't get to use the current stadium as they're rebuilding it. So what they're doing at Northwestern, kind of amazing, is they're turning their lacrosse field into a 15,000-seat football stadium right on Lake Erie, on Northwestern. Very intimate. It's a little bit like what the Coyotes did in...
when they played at San Diego State?
Yeah.
Arizona State.
Arizona State. In the NHL, Coyotes have been playing at a college arena, in a dinky little college arena. And so Northwestern's going to be playing in front of 15,000... Big Ten games in front of 15,000. This beats the hell out of that. What you do have to say, it is just like when you are getting your kitchen redone. You have to say, all right, this is a pain in the ass, but my God, it's going to be great. Having that new kitchen or that new bathroom or whatever it else is done, because that's sort of what's happening at the Liberty Bowl, and I think people have to be aware of it. And I think they're also hoping to, you know, they've got 90% renewal rate and sold more than 1,000 new season tickets, he said. But I think they'd like those other that other 10% to sign up, and he'd like some of the rest of y'all to get on board. I'm not saying you have to, but that's what they're interested in.
When you saw the, I think it was last week, when they unveiled the dynamic ticket where you were guaranteed to get your seat, but you could have have a better seat. Like, to me, like, that implies, like, hey, we still have plenty of tickets we're trying to sell.
I had heard that there was, despite the talk of excitement, that there was some, there were plenty of tickets left to sell.
Yeah.
Even in the new reduced capacity. And I think that's part of it. They want people, and obviously they do sell a bunch of tickets in August, and you continue to see the excitement sort of.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned, like, the whole, like, coming to, like, grips with what's the stadium going to look like. Clay Thomas, one of our old sales guys, was in here yesterday, and he was like, so what's it going to look like on TV? And I was like,
Do we know where the TV cameras is going to be, like,
I think they flipped. So this was a help from the USFL. The USFL, the Fox people figured out how to wire the cameras on the other side. So I do think that's a big help. Like,
but even so this year, I mean, it's going to sort of be, where are the cameras going to be pointing?
I think they're going to be pointed to the other side. Like, from.
But it is funny because, like, the top 25 rows, like, all the long-time biggest money seats, they're all still on the west side.
Yes. And they're, like, well, one of my goals.
I don't think either side will look totally. Well, the west side will look filled because it will look filled.
Correct.
But is it going to look like someone who's got their teeth knocked out?
I do not know. I mean, it's like that. I thought that it was, like, a simple question. It was like, I don't really know, like, because, I mean, like, when we saw, you know, when we see stadium, whatever, when people do stadium constructions during the year, it's like, most of the time, it's just, like, something's torn down, like, and you can just tell, like, they're rebuilding it, but I have no idea, like, and is it going to be at different stages throughout the season?
It feels like they're going to knock the stuff down, and maybe that's that until the season, and then commence the building afterwards?
Yeah, that would seem reasonable.
They have a hell of a lot to do. And then obviously, like, it's just Laird is gone, and then he's brought a bunch of people with him. And so over at the University of Memphis, they absolutely, absolutely must 100% have their hands filled. A couple other things we didn't talk about. First of all, do we have an update on the Open? What's happening in the Open?
Yeah, we do indeed. The conditions are still extremely tough.
And do you enjoy that?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Because they're... Watching these whiny guys just whine at their best. So Justin Thomas still leads at 3 under. Two guys that are on the course that are having success. Brooks Koepka is 2 under through 8. Xander Schauffele is 2 under through 8. They're 1 back. But most of the good scoring that we're seeing, Jeff, came from everybody that's already finished.
We do have news. Caitlin Clark set the league record last year for assists. Turns out, despite the early... under incredible scrutiny, did not immediately become the best player in the WNBA, and now has already set the league-wide career high for assists with 19. She's leading the league with 8.2 a game. She's also tied for third in three-pointers made in the league. Turns out she is good at basketball. Weirdly enough, not in the three-point contest.
I don't understand that.
The
leadership and oversight.
Well, here's
that
the question.
Just...
So in the story, because neither is Sabrina Ionescu, right?
Correct.
So the story said it is unclear if they were invited.
Yeah.
I find it impossible to think they weren't invited to participate.
I don't.
If not, everyone should be fired tomorrow.
I don't rule it out. I think that they have incompetent leadership.
Like, if those two haven't been, like, literally, here's who was in the three-point contest. Stephanie Dolson, Alicia Gray, Jonquel Jones, Marina Mabry, and Kayla McBride. None of them moved the needle. None of them, honestly, have anyone ever heard of.
The only reason why
I don't mean it in any...
reason why I've heard of Mabry is because she got traded yesterday.
Right. With all due respect, it's just... like
it's so dumb.
The gulf between...
So dumb.
People might have heard of Sabrina Ionescu because, like, she's, you know, hell, she was shooting against Steph, you know? If you don't have Caitlin Clark and Ionescu in the three-point contest, you're doing it wrong. Unless they turned it down, and that you can't force them to do it.
Right, but also the detail that it's unclear. That tells me they weren't invited.
That's just craziness.
It's insane.
What's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Drew Hill joins John today. Eric Astine will join us on Jeffrey Wright and Company. It's Thursday, so Jeff will join Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the other excitement is we'll have Chris Harrington back tomorrow. How about that? That'll be good. Congratulations, Jeffrey, won again. Have a great day, everybody. For now, work's done.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Chicken tacos should only be trusted to chicken professionals.
That's where we come in. Introducing Zaxby's new chicken finger tacos. One comes with pico de gallo and creamy chipotle ranch. And the other comes with bacon, lettuce, tomato, and avocado ranch. Chicken experts since 1990. Chicken taco experts since now. Order yours today in the Zax Rewards app. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
Are you looking for a savings account that pays a great rate with no requirements or restrictions? At Leaders Credit Union, you can accelerate your growth with Forward Plus High Yield Savings. No minimums, no balance tiers, just a great rate, currently at 4.25% APY. Keep your money accessible while earning more with Forward Plus from Leaders. Open yours today at leaderscu.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to ride? Well, we gossip covered at Gossip Kia on the Pike. Get 41 MPG Highway in 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $37.99 due at signing. 2024 Kia Sportage, $279 a month, $34.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2024 Kia EV9 Lite with 0% APR available for 48 months? Or get 304 EP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.